It's Wednesday, January 8th, and with your news at 8 a.m., I am Leonard Vidbian. ECN's chairperson, Elsie Nyikembwa, has criticized the IPC's electoral court application, claiming it lacks sufficient detail and factual evidence. The IPC demands the nullification of the elections, citing concerns over extended voting hours, while the LPM seeks partial annulment of results. Nyikembwa insists the president's proclamation only applied to identified polling stations, dismissing the IPC's case. Graham Hopwood, the executive director at the Institute for Public Policy Research.
For the court to overturn an election result and to order a new election, it is a massive thing. They would need to have overwhelming evidence of irregularity that had seriously affected the result of the election. To do that, it has to be borne in mind that in all the electoral cases, disputes going back to the mid-90s, the courts have not ever ordered a re-run election. But let's hope that we can move fairly quickly on this, because I think the Electoral Act does stress the urgency for any disputes over the election to be resolved as quickly as possible. So hopefully we'll see the wheels of justice start next week.
The body of Olin Naoyoma, a Tsumeb learner who drowned at Lake Gwinas in September last year, has been recovered. Education Executive Director Sanet Steenkamp assured the government's ongoing support for his grieving family. The tragic incident highlights the need for vigilance during school excursions.
We extend also our heartfelt appreciation for the concerted efforts and the deliberate action that have been taken by the local as well as the international diving companies. And of course, our gratitude also go to the Namibian police for their invaluable support in this matter.
To South Africa now, where its health minister Aaron Motsoaledi says plans to revamp the flooded General de la Rey Hospital in the northwest are in place, but just awaiting approval. The minister visited the hospital in Lichtenburg on Tuesday, where 30 patients were relocated due to flooding. It's the third hospital in the province to be affected by heavy rains in the past week. Motsoaledi says floods in the facility were worsened by poor drainage systems in Lichtenburg.
Experts here, they say Lichtenburg got 10% of its annual rainfall in one day, but found their drainage system not working. So instead of the water getting drained, it found its way through the gate and flew like a river into the hospital. Maybe you may also add the fact that this hospital was built in 1941.
Continentally, five Kenyan men, including a well-known cartoonist, have been found alive after vanishing before Christmas, reports BBC Africa. After 80 abductions, believed to involve government critics, have occurred in the past 6 months, often linked to security agents. The disappearances surged during anti-tax protests and after AI-generated images of the president in a coffin circulated in December. To the US now, where its Justice Department has been blocked from releasing a report into one of the major criminal probes that had been looming over Donald Trump. The report was undertaken by Special Counsel Jack Smith, who had led two federal cases against Trump. Mitch McCann is our reporter.
Smith had been expected to deliver a report outlining the results of his investigation to Attorney General Merrick Garland. However, any public release of the report has been blocked by Judge Cannon. Cannon has prevented the report from being released outside the Justice Department until the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals rules on the matter. Cannon's decision comes as another appeals court in Georgia considers a motion from two of the president-elect's former co-defendants. This comes just days before Trump is set to take back the White House, where he can install his own attorney general to control the Justice Department. Mitch McCann, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.